This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The British government plans to sell off its majority stake in the world's oldest postal service, the Royal Mail. It could raise more than $4 billion. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Almost 400 years old, the Royal Mail has proved the most difficult state-owned asset in Britain to privatise. Two previous governments have tried and failed. Even the great privatiser, Margaret Thatcher, balked at this one. But the present government has got a deficit to cut, and the Royal Mail needs investment. Email and texting have eaten into its letter delivery business, and it must beef up its package service. The UK Minister for Business, Michael Fallon.
There are investors out there who are ready and able to invest in this business, and today is the day that we're giving them the freedom, giving Royal Mail the freedom to go out there and raise the money it needs.
The Royal Mail's 150,000 workers will be given 10% of the shares, but the main postal union fears big job losses in the private sector, and it warns that the daily delivery of letters to every part of the country could be at risk. The union's threatening to overshadow the float with a national postal strike. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.